Hard to imagine in these last days of summer, but we are heading for a third COVID winter.
And the federal government is preparing. The Food and Drug Administration this week is expected to authorize the first updated COVID-19 vaccine since the pandemic began. These shots target the Omicron variant.
NPR health correspondent Rob Stein is covering this story. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How do the shots work?
These are reformulated versions of the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines. They're called bivalent vaccines because they contain genetic coding that stimulates the immune system to fight off both the original virus and the Omicron variant. Specifically, the Omicron subvariants known as BA4 and BA5, the strains that are infecting most of the people right now. So the hope is they will bolster people's fading immunity, especially against Omicron, and protect them better against catching the virus, spreading it, and getting COVID and long COVID. And that's super important right now because, you know, as you said, another surge of infections could very well hit the country this fall and winter and set back the country's progress. I spoke about this with Dr. Ashish Jha, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator.
This is a really important moment in this pandemic. This is the first major upgrade of the vaccines, first major change in the vaccines in the last 2.5 years.
These new shots could also give people immunity that lasts longer than the original shots and maybe even protects against new variants that emerge. But, you know, all that remains to be seen.
You better explain a little more about the could and the maybe there.
Yeah, because these are just tweaks to the genetic programming in the vaccine, everyone agrees that they're probably very safe, but for the first time, the FDA isn't judging how well the vaccines work with tests directly in people. To save time, the FDA is initially evaluating the vaccines with tests in mice, along with tests that were done on people of earlier versions of the vaccines. I spoke about this with Dr. Peter Marks from the FDA.
That makes us feel confident they will do what they are intended to do, which is produce a good immune response against the BA.4/5 variant, as well as refresh our overall response given the original component of the vaccine as well.
Marks told me that the mouse studies suggest the new vaccines may be about 20 times more protective against Omicron than the original shots and about 5 times more protective than the first attempt to create Omicron-specific bivalent vaccines.
Okay, that sounds great, but what's the case against?
Some experts say the mouse studies generally just aren't very good at predicting about how well vaccines work in people, and the data from the earlier Omicron boosters indicate any potential improvement could be pretty modest at best. Here's Dr. Celine Gounder from the Kaiser Family Foundation.
We want a silver bullet, and the boosters have become the silver bullet, and we're putting all our eggs in the vaccine basket. I am very skeptical as to how much of an improvement these vaccines will yield in terms of population immunity and prevention of severe disease.
And Gounder worries that the country's pretty much given up on doing anything else to protect people, like wearing masks and improving ventilation.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Rob, because I think really a lot of people have sort of lost the thread in the pandemic. Is most of the public still committed at least to vaccines, though?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question because everybody's kind of moved on. So, you know, it could be a pretty tough sell to convince most people to get yet another shot when the vaccines finally start to roll out after Labor Day.
Rob, thanks so much.
Sure thing, Steve.
That's NPR's Rob Stein.